Iran's interior ministry will announce the names of approved candidates for the upcoming presidential election on Wednesday. The election headquarters says candidates can officially begin their electoral campaigns as of May 24 for a period of 20 days, one day ahead of the presidential and city council elections. The Guardian Council is set to submit the final list of approved candidates to the interior ministry later today. The body says it has acted independently in the vetting process and has not been affected by any group or political party. Before releasing the final list, the Interior Ministry will hold a meeting with the candidates to brief them on the do's and don'ts of their electoral campaigns. The ministry says over 66,000 polling stations will be set up nationwide for the elections. Also, Iranians abroad will be able to cast their ballots in 285 polling stations. And staying with Iran, a presidential hopeful says principalist groups will soon pick their frontrunner for the upcoming presidential election. Ali Akbar Velayati says it is not yet certain whether Tehran Mayor Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf will step aside in favor of Dr. Saeed Jalili, the Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council. However, he noted that eventually only one candidate will represent the principalist fronts in order to avoid splitting the vote. Many principalist hopefuls continue to criticize the Ahmadinejad presidency for the continued problems that have plagued the economy, such as unemployment. The Guardian Council is scheduled to announce the list of candidates approved for the upcoming presidential race. A number of hopefuls have dropped their bid to run for president, while some others say they will continue. Saman Kuchuri has more.
With only hours to the announcement by Guardian Council of the candidates approved to run in Iran's 11th presidential race, Iranian university students hosted a number of hopefuls to hear their views in different fields. Former Iranian Foreign Minister Manuchehr Muttaki, in a QA session in Tehran Khaja Nasir University, stressed that paying attention to the issue of production and generation of wealth for the country tops the agenda of his future administration.
Boosting production is the key to solving unemployment and high prices. Although in the past 8 years, some good works have been done for the development of the country, currently two-thirds of production centers are about to be shut down because they have received less attention than needed. We should use such a capacity. I believe we should review the existing economic policies.
Meanwhile, another principalist hopeful, Alireza Zakani, in a similar session proposed two approaches to forge unity among approved principalists ahead of the election.
We have considered two solutions to reach consensus among principalists. The first approach is that after the Guardian Council announces the list of approved candidates, principalist contenders should sit down and talk together and prevent from criticizing each other. The second approach is that after the approved principalists launch their election campaign, those who have close views quit the race in favor of a single candidate so that principalists come up with unity.
The list of presidential hopefuls was shortened on Monday after Mohammad Hassan Abu Tarabifard, the representative of the Coalition of Five, dropped his bid to run for president. His withdrawal was in response to a letter signed by 200 lawmakers who had asked him to continue his career as the vice speaker of the Iranian parliament. This comes as former foreign minister spokesman Ramin Mehmandpars also withdrew from the race. Davood Ahmadinejad, the brother of the incumbent president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, is another hopeful who has quit the race. In related news, presidential hopeful Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel, a member of the Coalition of Three, has said that his coalition does not endorse the political views of rival Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, who currently chairs the State Expediency Council. Meanwhile, principalist hopeful Saeed Jalili, who is secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, and principalist hopeful Kamran Bagher Lankarani, who represented the Perseverance Front in the race, had a meeting on Monday to discuss different aspects of their participation in the presidential election. After the meeting, Kamran Bagher Lankarani quit the race in favor of Saeed Jalili. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can also log on to our website, presstv.ir. That's our homepage, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures, and of course, useful information about Iran's election process. All the W's at presstv.ir.